The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, the only one in HD, and that's Jason Moranz and Colby Calais starting things off this morning with Lucky.
Good morning, Scott.
It's Wednesday. We're all lucky. It's the middle of the week.
We've made it halfway.
It's hump day.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. 9:09, and this is an exciting week here. Gulf Coast State College's classes get kicked off. Season, I call it season.
You know, I know. And
season number 61.
Professors are completely absorbed in their classes. I talk to people and they're like, next week.
You think we're absorbed? No, we're just hiding. We're cowering in our offices.
Next week. That's what every professor is telling me.
Yeah. We'll be over the fear and the shock and awe at that point.
But, right.
I've personally just been cowering in a corner of my office.
Well, you've got a lot of students to take care of all of a sudden with full classes.
Yeah. And, it's a busy load for me this semester.
Great.
Yeah.
That means shaping it's going to be busy for me.
Shaping the minds.
And producer Brandon, too.
Shaping the minds of young adults. It's
actually
just fantastic.
Helped some freshmen because they had that freshman, like.
Oh, the fear look.
The fear look and the
blank look.
More the fear look and the I don't know where I'm going look. So it was like, you're looking for a class, aren't you?
You know, one of the first lessons that you learn in a college situation is that rooms that start with a 100 are on the first floor.
Mm.
Rooms that start on the second floor start with a 200.
Two.
Yeah, because they wander around on the third floor looking for room 110. Downstairs.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good starting point,
it
Professor
is a good place
Kirkman.
To begin, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm guilty. I probably did the same thing.
You might have
as a young college student.
Because you're kind of in shock.
Shock and awe. Yes. I moved away. I mean, I was at a university. I was on campus. And
right.
So it was, I moved to the big city. They had stoplights there and buildings with multiple stories. So
Ooh.
I was, I had moved on up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it was a shock.
Yeah.
A lot of things were.
And it turned out so well for you.
If I remember correctly, yes. Took a little while to get me out of there, but I did make it out.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
What classes can we still get in digital media? Because it is still, ad drop week.
I've got a couple of spots left in a business and career strategies class, I think.
That sounds a little deep for me.
Electronic journalism class has
a couple
of slots.
Well, that sounds exciting. Okay, electronic journalism.
And I think most everything else is, for the most part, full.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
we've
got lots of students.
Yeah.
They're coming out everywhere.
Gulfcoast.edu if you still want to get in on it.
Now, I got an email this morning from Professor Hedden, Jason Hedden over in Visual Performing Arts. They've got a few classes that have some space.
Okay.
So they're trying to fill those up. You can contact him, jhedden@gulfcoast.edu, or visit gulfcoast.edu/arts, kind of get you right there.
And everyone needs an elective at some point, right? Or maybe you just
there's some
need
art,
to
music, some
mind.
Sound classes.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that is available. So, you know, contact the folks at Gulf Coast State College. Somebody will point you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Somebody that needs a class that has a full
because there's
few
a
places
new
open.
Information desk too.
Yes,
you just reminded me of that.
And the information desk is open.
Excellent.
It's in the administration
with like a
building.
Real person.
Do you know that because you have copy right there in front of you, Brandon?
Partially, yes.
You're gonna record that, aren't you?
No, I've got Micaiah that's gonna be recording it.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look
very
that.
Good.
We got
mm-hmm.
our students making the students work. I love it.
It's great. Yeah.
Good
he's
job.
He's finally getting into that.
I am giving you canned applause.
Woo!
Very good. Congratulations. He's growing up.
I know.
Our little boy's grown up.
I just don't know what to do.
I don't know either. It is, we're coming up on 9:15. I don't even know where to go with that. So we have a quick break here, and we've got music from Extreme on the other side of the break right here on The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station in HD. David Bowie there, Rock and Roll Suicide. Thank you, Tori, for playing DJ there.
You're welcome. I love David Bowie.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah,
I've never been a huge David Bowie fan. I've never felt like negative feelings towards
right.
David Bowie. Just
yeah.
never like a, never clicked.
I just like all his reinventions, and they all worked. You know, a lot of bands
sure.
will try a new angle or reinvent themselves, but it doesn't always work.
Speaking of artists that have done that, Madonna.
Madonna has done that.
She's
sure.
60. Can you believe that? The Material Girl is 60.
I know. And she looks fantastic.
She's reinvented herself a time or two.
Yeah, I think she's gotten to that point in life where she thinks she can just go ahead and say anything.
Yeah.
She's.
What did she say about Aretha Franklin? Because I've seen the story headline, I just haven't read it.
She said something offensive about Aretha. It was that she was giving a tribute about that was supposed to be a tribute to Aretha, passing away, but then spent like 5 minutes talking about Madonna.
Oh.
Yeah,
so it's
and how
classic Madonna.
You know, she started with, well, Aretha influenced me here, but then I did this and I did that and I did that and I'm so wonderful Madonna's the greatest. I think they counted, she said, maybe it was a two or three minute speech. She said I 56 times, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. So
humble, isn't
it was,
she?
Yeah, it was whatever the opposite of humble is. I have a little bit more music news this morning if you want to hear about
some
other pop stars.
No, let's hear some music
stars.
News.
Camila Cabello has won Video of the Year at this year's VMA Awards. The MTV Video Music Awards returned to Radio City Music Hall in New York, and Camila Cabello took the night's biggest honors. That's Artist of the Year and Video of the Year for, of course, the song, guys, you don't know the song?
Sorry.
For, of course, Havana.
Oh, yeah, come on.
She's even sold out to the car commercial now.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool mix.
I haven't bought into it, though.
I know.
What can I say?
Okay. I have an update on Aretha Franklin's funeral. Those arrangements have been scheduled. She'll be laid to rest in a private funeral for family and friends after a public viewing later this month in Detroit. The public viewing is this coming Tuesday, the 28th, and also Wednesday, the 29th. That'll be held at the city's Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. And then on the morning of August 31st, Franklin's family and friends will attend a private funeral service at Detroit's Greater Grace Temple. She'll be entombed in Detroit's Woodlawn Cemetery. Don't we have a Woodlawn Cemetery here,
too? I think we
too?
Do. I
we
think
do.
Every city has a Woodlawn
they
Cemetery.
They probably do. That'll be alongside her late father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, brother Cecil Franklin, and sisters Carolyn and Irma Franklin, and nephew Thomas Gerrich. So she'll be laid to rest with the family, and may she rest in peace. She passed away Thursday, August 16th, at the age of 76. And the Eagles have set a record. Their greatest hits, 1971 to 1975, has become the best-selling album of all time. Michael Jackson's Thriller held that record for quite some years. The Eagles, having sold 38 million copies, the Recording Industry Association of America has certified that they've gone 38 times platinum.
Wow.
And like I said, it moved past the Thriller album, which had sold 33 million. And that Greatest Hits album didn't even have Hotel California on it, but it had all their other huge hits.
That's interesting.
Desperado, Tequila Sunrise.
Which is different from Despacito.
It is different from Despacito.
I've been introduced to Despacito.
But Despacito is a great song, too.
It's stupid. You've got Justin Bieber in it.
No, you don't listen to the Justin Bieber
You
mix.
Have to see the video.
I don't know that I've seen the video.
You listen to the original mix.
Okay.
It's much better than the Justin Bieber.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I thought it was Justin Timberlake.
No, it's Bieber.
Oh, it's Bieber.
Yeah, it's
okay.
The Biebs.
I get my Justins mixed up. But
no, the original one.
But anyway, Desperado is still far, far better than Despacito.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I don't think that's arguable. That's your music news for today. Just a quickie.
Yeah, that was perfect. You ended up perfect with that bed right there.
And
look at that.
Perfect, yeah.
So where were you in 1992?
In 1992...
Brandon didn't even exist.
I was graduating college. I walked the stage in the spring of 92 and then did one more class in the summer session to finish up my credits.
Okay, I was a little younger than you, but... not as young as Brandon because he didn't exist yet.
Right.
You know what happened on this day in 1992?
What?
August, on August 15th, Hurricane Andrew formed.
Oof.
Oh.
Yeah. So early on the morning, it's this day in 1992 that it hit the Bahamas.
Mm.
Early in the morning of August 24th is when he came ashore about near Miami.
Okay.
And that was a big one. I had some friends who owned a roofing business and such. They went
and
down.
They got rich.
They came down to Florida. A lot of it was pro bono stuff, you know, to help people get their, you know, get their lives back together. It was a big deal.
And and it could be a big deal here. I mean, things have been quiet in the Gulf, but this is the peak season. This is the peak time during hurricane season.
Speaking,
I have to buzz you. You got to stop talking about
those
things.
But speaking of hurricanes,
see, I'm Brandon's gonna,
while the Atlantic is quiet,
double buzz.
The Atlantic's quiet. Hawaii's been issued very rare hurricane warning. Actually, it's a Category 5 as of this moment.
Yeah.
There's hurricane warnings for the Big Island, and hurricane watches all throughout the rest of the.
What did they name that storm?
Wow.
I think it's Lane.
I think so, yeah, something like that. I saw it this morning, early this morning. So, yeah, for our Hawaii friends, you know, hey, we're with you. We understand.
Yeah, be careful.
Be careful out there.
On the good news, it looks like it's going to weaken before it makes landfall, but it's still going to be a strong storm, so make sure you're careful.
You know, when I was in Illinois and you know, we had heard all about Hurricane Andrew. It was huge. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to Florida, people kept telling me, oh, they have hurricanes down there.
Right.
And that was before I discovered, I didn't know that, you know, really realize that you can watch a hurricane coming. You're kind of prepared for it.
Sure.
It's tornadoes up in Illinois. That's what you're never prepared
for. Yeah, you're not
for.
Sure it's going to pop up. Or
you don't have tornado parties.
No.
Because you don't know they're coming.
No.
But
do you
hurricanes.
Have hurricane parties? Who do you invite?
We haven't really had any.
Okay.
But when I was, you know, younger and singler and, you know.
Singler?
I had an apartment. I didn't have a house. It was a little more carefree.
I see.
You know.
Yes.
Now that I have a house and family and all of that. And
instant party.
Don't care.
Instant hurricane
something
party.
Something like that. But I don't care for any hurricanes to come along.
No.
So,
no.
At all.
I'd prefer not to.
Yeah, exactly. We've been doing good so far. Knock on wood.
That's right. Because in our profession, it's not like hurricane would necessarily get us a day off.
It equals a headache.
For everyone else, you're like, yay. It's
even when
it's not a snow day.
Like a big deal, like we had sort of last year for us anyway.
Right.
You know, Hurricane Irma was not not really an event. It did hit other parts of the state that were obviously quite damaged. But for us, it was not. But we did get the day off. But it still equaled a headache.
It did. It did. You're right. So
I prefer to not have them.
Me too.
At all.
But we'll be here to help you if
absolutely
it does
we
happen.
Will.
Yes.
There's the Florida Storms app that you can keep you connected to WKGC during any storm event, any major emergency, which is also connected to the folks down in the University of Florida at Gainesville, mm-hmm. where the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network
That's
is housed.
Right.
And so they keep us up to date as well. So hopefully. I just like it when we don't talk to them. It's just much better.
Yeah, you know, if you're talking to the meteorologists in Gainesville or they're posting stories on the internal wire, you know.
That things aren't looking good.
Things aren't looking good.
But the less I talk to them, the better. Much happier. It's
9:30.
We do have a look at that weather forecast coming up from News 13's Ross Whitley. We've got a vinyl play of the day. And since you mentioned the Eagles, mm-hmm. It's not the Eagles, but it's a Eagles cover tune by Travis Tritt.
Okay.
Coming your way in the mix on 90.7 WKGC. And that's Van Halen on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. How nice of them
singing
to do a song
our
for
beach.
Us.
Beach.
That's
yeah.
right. Panama. City Beach. Yeah,
right.
that's the subtitle.
To go down in infamy.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Van Halen, for that. Mm-hmm. Great little song there.
Yep.
We're 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and it's time to get another great kind of rock group going.
All right.
This is a vinyl play of the day.
Great.
It comes off of an album that was released in 1974 called What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. It's a great song.
Ha.
A great album title. You know what it is?
No.
You know the band?
No, I can't think of it.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yes.
I mean, who would have thought that their last name would be Doobie, you know? It's just not a drug reference there at all, I'm sure.
No.
But anyway, this is a great song. Probably my all-time favorite Doobie Brothers song.
Okay.
This would be Blackwater.
All right.
You're listening to our vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Rare if she's ready for flow. Oh, miss, jump, jump in that paddle wheel, bumping black water, keep rolling on fast, just the same.
Black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on? Some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky tonk, honky tonk, pretty mama, honky tonk, with you all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky tonk, honky tonk, pretty mama, honky tonk, with you all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky tonk.
And that's our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's the Doobie Brothers and Blackwater. It's 9:44. We're going to take a quick break. Music from Lisa Loeb on the other side of the break on 90.7 WKGC. That's Lisa Loeb and the Nine Stories and Stay. Great song there from the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Nine Stories were. What happened to the 10th?
That was
Why
the
not?
Band.
Is that what they were?
The 10th story left.
Okay.
They didn't have
works
enough money
me.
To build the 10th story. I don't
guess.
Know.
Who knows?
Yeah, right.
Who knows? Well, we speaking of stories, we sit high atop the Advanced Technology Center,
mm-hmm.
and it's three
yes, we do.
Majestic stories here over the campus of Gulf Coast State mm-hmm. College. We sit yep. on the roof.
On the roof.
Kind of.
Up on the roof.
That's right.
That's right. And we can watch the construction outside.
Yes.
The flyover being assembled.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's like a big Lego project.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty cool, and it's come along nicely. So we had Ian Satterin last week to
oh, that's right
to check that out. You were out scavenger hunting.
I was scavenging. What did he say? Is that on schedule? Are
yeah,
we moving?
things are looking good.
I mean, I see it getting built, so
yeah,
they're doing stuff.
Things are looking good.
Great.
That's what he says every time.
Yeah, I know.
Things are moving along. They did start 390, another piece of 390.
Yes, they did. And they're doing planning for the 231-77 yeah. Highway 98 junction, and there's a public meeting about that coming up, too.
Absolutely. And you can find out all of that by listening to the entire thing on our website, wkgc.org.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Right.
Yep. Producer Brandon has it there. Good man. If not, he will very soon.
Very soon.
That one I can confirm is up there.
Very good.
Good.
Excellent. Good job. And for that, we give you more canned applause.
That's right.
You're earning your stars today, young
Brandon. Two in a row.
Yes.
You know what else is coming up here at Gulf Coast State College?
I don't.
College night.
Yes.
Think about that after Labor Day.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of colleges here. So if you're a high school senior or Gulf Coast looking to transfer, you want to meet all those colleges that are available to
sure.
you. Talk to them about scholarships and programs and things. That's
the
September.
Digital media program will be out in full force.
That's right. And programs here at Gulf Coast as well. But there'll be 50 colleges, maybe more.
Yeah. Wow. It's always the place always fills up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's always some snacks.
Oh, snacks.
Yeah.
Great.
Which is good.
Snacks are always
snacks.
Snacks
bring me in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time they had some, I don't know, somebody made chicken salad. Oh, it was very good.
I love chicken salad. I'm a big fan. And there's a volleyball game. I'm a big fan of that, too. There's a volleyball game on Tuesday night. That's the first Lady Doors volleyball game of the season, or the first home game.
And, of course, mentioning
that's
Ian
Tuesday
Satter.
Tuesday night. And he calls volleyball.
He and Corey DeBridnia.
That's right.
They do it together, and it's actually more fascinating to listen to them call that than basketball or anything, because it's so fast-paced.
It is. If you've never heard a volleyball game called...
I'm more of a
should check
calling
it out,
golf but, kind of guy. You know,
it's so kind of laid back.
Very
and,
slow.
And slow. For the birdie.
And quiet.
Right. Volleyball moves too fast for me to even talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot of lingo.
Mm-hmm.
I sat behind the table once, and I couldn't get anything other than, ooh, ow, that hurt.
Yeah.
And pancakes make me hungry.
Pancakes make me hungry. Because they were talking about a pancake. I'm like, what's this all about? That's why you don't put DJs back there.
6 o'clock Tuesday night, Billy Harrison Fieldhouse.
No.
Come see the pancakes for yourself.
That's right. Who are they playing?
They're playing Coastal Alabama East.
I've never heard of these people.
Me neither. Huh. And there are a lot of new teams
in
the league.
Are.
And there are a lot more home games this year
than
there were last
year. Nine, I think.
It's 8 or 9 home games. So, you know, don't miss it.
No, check it
now,
out.
Now, SGA is doing an event today to celebrate the women's volleyball team before their
are
first
they
away
really?
Game.
They're getting honored?
Before their first away game. They're
perfect.
Doing
Good
a
job.
Kind of like party thing.
Okay.
And cupcakes are provided by SGA.
Where are the cupcakes?
It's under the sales. Near the Student Union East at 12:30.
12:30. Okay.
It's not on my diet.
Mm, yeah.
Ooh.
I can't break it.
Okay.
Can't
lost 10
it.
Pounds.
No cupcakes for you. Oh.
10 pounds.
Give yourself the applause.
Good.
All right.
I give myself my
Very
own applause.
Good.
Yes.
Very good.
10 pounds. Can't go back and take that cupcake.
No.
Although.
No.
That'll reverse the whole process.
It will. I might grab one and smell it.
Yes. And then lose
and
your
And then
composure.
Put it away. Yeah, maybe cry.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's not worth it.
Don't go over there.
No. It is 9:52. Producer Brandon is coming up here in just a moment to take things over from me. In the meantime, we've got a couple of songs to take you up to 10 o'clock. This one, Ed Sheeran, I don't know if he's getting sued for this one. He seems to get sued for every song that he puts out.
He does get sued a lot.
I guess that's some good publicity.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
all publicity,
any publicity
is good
publicity.
Absolutely.
That's what they say.
It's a good little song, though, because it's called Little Bird. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Producer Brandon's up next.